Opinions and theories expressed here are exactly that, our personal opinions. We are sharing our thoughts in hopes of sparking conversations about how we interact with media, stories, and each other.
Nothing is wrong with a different perspective. We always keep it respectful, and thank you for doing so too.
Well, welcome to Dink and Nedley, and this is a Nug. I'm Ree.
And I'm Ace.
And today we're joined by a special guest, a writer, horror enthusiast, comedian, all-around amazing human. We have Pomira Moonies with us.
Hey, Bob, what up?
How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you guys for having me.
Good. Thank you for being on. I was so excited when you reached out, because I definitely want to talk about this Texas Chainsaw 22 an amazing installment. Like, bro, this franchise,
I think so too.
It's a wild.
I think all franchises like need an installment every 5 to 7 years. You know what I mean? Like, we bitch and complain about it, but
they're gonna keep going.
What else are we gonna do? Right. Y'all get a Marvel every two fucking
bro.
I can't get a Leatherface.
If Marvel took a break, we could literally be fine. Like, we would have enough movies for the next decade.
Right.
And it's all good.
Right. So let me have my shit. Yeah. Exactly. So I don't Keep them coming.
I would like you to introduce yourself, tell everyone a little bit about yourself.
Yeah.
How you got into horror.
Yeah. Well, you kind of laid it out. Yeah, I'm a writer, comedian, and horror enthusiast, and I like to incorporate horror and comedy together. And, you know, like we were kind of talking about earlier, it's all about, like, just timing and, like, the element of surprise, and it can go either, you know, really funny or horrific, right? I got into horror through like my older siblings. Like, my brother's kind of like my horror mentor. Yeah. And like just like has a library, like a mental library of every horror movie from when he was born and up. Oh, wow. And everything before, he's like, I don't care. No, but so it's kind of just like, you know, big brother little sister thing, and the rest is history. And I just really like always enjoyed the art of it. Mm-hmm. And the drama and camp and the like, and even just like B movies too, like just you know, just like the message in each horror movie. It's just always, I feel like horror is like the best way to be political or to be social or to be critical. Mm-hmm. In like the most authentic way, because you're not like bounded by like, yeah, you're like not bounded by like the sugar of that's exactly what I was gonna say. You're not bounded by that. You can make it as we were talking about Jordan Peele, and like, oh, isn't it crazy how like these white people can you know, take over your brain and like switch your brain with these other older white people. I'm like, I mean, it's not far fetched. You know, like to feel the intensity of like just critical thought. I feel like in horror you could do that so freely. So I just really love it. I love it.
I love that too. And that's one thing I love. Yeah, just how it can be political is so amazing. And I love how whenever I've asked people how they get into horror, it always comes back to their family.
Yeah.
Like, it's a family affair, and that's just, and no one believes that. Like, people who do not watch horror do not think that, like...
I have four siblings, and it's all five.
Right.
Like, it's all of us. Like, we gang. Like, I think it's because it's still, horror to this day is still such a novelty, even though it's humongous.
Yeah.
It's so funny how it's not considered pop culture, like mainstream pop culture, right? But it's like, it's just, it's like a secret that's like passed down hereditarily. Right.
And it's interesting that you say that, because so much of horror mirrors pop culture. Like, it's when you look at it, you can tell what was going on in that time period, like specifically,
right, exactly, like, what they were afraid of,
yeah,
right?
Especially with this franchise, I feel like every installment, like, of it is very of its time, like the 2003 mm-hmm. one, and then even talking about like going to Vietnam and all of that going mm-hmm. on, like clear political like motivations, and just
right
having to flee war, and that's something that's coming back now, like mm-hmm. we're about to be World War III in this bitch, like
yeah.
We're not here yeah. to talk about that right now.
So. Yeah, no. It's wild times. No.
Oh, you're young. I want you like that. Yeah, no. On my ass.
I'm gonna pop out. I'm gonna be pregnant no, every no. 9 months.
I gotta take care of the baby.
Another one.
No. No, I have glasses, so I'm just like, I'm not out of the running. So, well, no, and it's funny you say that, because like Texas Chainsaw being like of its time, I feel like with this movie, and I feel like this may be the problem where like the opinion of it is split, because like some people really enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed it. We really enjoyed it, I'm feeling. And some people really hated it. And I could see how people really hated it. And I think that it was set in like modern day time has a part in it.
Yeah.
Because most of the other movies are all like set in the 60s. Well, like the original is in the 70s, yeah. right? And then everything after that is like in retro of that. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it plays into, because, you know, movies in general are propaganda.
Yeah,
I'm going to go there for a second. Bear with me. But I feel like it plays into like that whole racism was a long time ago thing.
Yeah.
And I feel like
this vibe. Yeah. No, I'm definitely gonna get into it when we get into it.
Yeah.
So I guess let's go ahead and go into it. So this Texas Chainsaw Massacre is the 2022 legacy sequel to the original that was in 1974. This one was directed by David Blue Garcia and actually has three different writers. It was co-written by, I didn't realize how, wow, this is a very Hispanic and Russian cast. Like, I mean, the crew is full of Hispanic and Russian people. That's so interesting.
Like international?
Yeah.
Like international?
It's all that's so fascinating. But it was co-written by Fede Alvarez, Rodo Sayagos, Sayagues, and Chris Thomas Devlin. So we got a team of writers.
Yeah, I can't even guess at that last name. And that's a lot of writers for like one streaming script, you know what I mean? Because that movie was what, like
hour 20.
90 minutes long,
not even a full hour.
An hour and 20. that's three writers for
like this,
like that's a long, that's
Lord of the Rings, like it's
not 2 hours and several plots.
Yeah,
and that's another, we'll get into it, okay. So,
it is released
on Netflix and follows a group of influencers who buy out rundown Harlow, Texas in hopes of renovating it into a thriving new town. That idea is really weird. Little do they know, this is the home of Leatherface. Getting into the cast, Elsie Fisher plays Lila, Sarah Yarkin plays Melody, Jacob Lattimore plays Dante, Nell Hudson is Ruth, aka Dante's partner, because they didn't even like give her name in the actual.
I have things to say about that. Go ahead. I'm so sorry. Even the subtitle. But I have things.
In the subtitle, just straight up Dante's partner.
Damn.
Jessica Alane as Catherine, Mark Berman as Leatherface, and Olwen Foyer as Sally Harvesting. So,
because she replaced the original girl, because she had
Marilyn Burns did die. So
yes, yep, yes, she passed away.
RIP Marilyn.
Yeah. So I'm mad at the fact that Homegirl with No Name had the best, one of the best kills of the movie. Like that scene. No. No, but she had no like anything. She just was there.
Yeah.
And her like from when she left that place in the ambulance till you know how it went down. Mm-hmm. That whole shit was so good. That shit was so good in comparison to the rest of the movie. And I'm like, but she had no name.
So before we deep dive into this, we're gonna go ahead and light up. We do have some alien OG in a banana cream king palm.
Oh, I've had one of those.
Yeah, got that flavored crystal in it.
King palms are amazing.
Okay,
they're delicious.
Yeah, they're pretty cool.
Okay, so yes, Palma, what made you want to talk about this with us?
Texas Chainsaw? Yeah, I just think that the conversation about it and the opinion on it was like way too split and like aggressively on both sides. Yeah. That it just deserved a little bit of conversation.
True. I love that you said on both sides, because I feel like this movie literally has an all lives matter, all sides. Really, I don't know what they were trying to go for. And I guess that is even more apparent since we know they have three writers. So I'm not sure that they agreed on what the direction of whatever social commentary they
were. Like what we're talking about here.
It's like they had like sections like you have this section of this social commentary, you have this section like gentrification, then you have the fucking I feel like that's, and then like the school shooting, like you have that section.
Yeah.
Maybe they felt like they weren't equipped to talk about all these subjects, or maybe you don't like have to. But
yeah, I think and kind of to your point, Ace, like, and some of the points were good standalone moments. Like when they drive into town and Dante, he's the one driving and he tells everybody in the car, like, put both hands on the wheels. And his girlfriend's like, that's not funny. And I literally said out loud, I'm like, he's not funny. And you know what I mean? Like, just like, you know, that was very, well, in my opinion, well written, but like in comparison to the rest of the film, I'm just like, it's out of place. And then, you know, the school shooting itself, like her with the flashbacks and stuff like that, I thought they were very powerful on its own. But again, in comparison to the rest of the film, I'm just kind of like,
where is it going?
Okay. Yeah, where are we going? Yeah, so I think it does have to do with like just having three writers, because it's like films don't necessarily have writer's rooms. Mm-hmm. So like, we're just kind of writing, like, it kind of seemed like you write act one, you write act two, you write act three, and then we'll just kind of figure it out.
How to mesh it together. Yeah.
That's what it feels like. I agree. But,
and I feel like making black and brown people the gentrifiers was a choice.
Because I'm curious, like, who, if the town is dead,
like nobody's there.
Not, there's other black and brown people that live there, as in it's just dead, like nobody lives there. Is it, and then like she's probably, you know, Melody, because she looks like Maribel on the console, right? Yeah, she's probably like a brown woman, and indigenous woman, indigenous ancestral woman. Mm-hmm. And this is a black man in Texas, and I'm like, is it, or is it reclamation? Like, are they just taking their space?
Right, like, he calls them gentrifuckers. I'm like, if there's literally no one living here, I feel like, is it gentrification if everyone chose to leave? And then somebody was like, well, I'm going to do something with it.
No one's getting pissed out. Yeah.
Or was that the whole thing? Yeah. Like, and I feel like the only person who got pushed out was her, like the grump Leatherface's mom. I don't remember her name. Like
Verna.
Oh, so it was Verna in this one? Okay. I didn't even notice that. Yeah.
So
I mean, yeah, she got pushed the hell out.
Yeah, she was the only one who got pushed out. And I'm like,
she was gentrified. She but
I'm like, but did people leave because of y'all? Like
Right.
I feel like that's why I'm
that's not displacement. That's escaping.
Leatherface been killing them one by one. They haven't been leaving. He was, right. He was killing them.
They're dead.
straight up killing everybody.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They're gone because of
is it gentrification? Is it
murder?
Like, come on. Come on.
But,
so yeah, so that part kind of was not. And like, the social media thing, too. Mm-hmm. I hate I'm going to talk shit on social media because I use it professionally and personally. So we can talk shit about it. But it's like, I feel like the criticism of it or critique of it is so hollow, or and so it just didn't land well with people. But I did love, like, catching, you know, murder on an IG live. I think I always enjoyed that. like in Spree, have y'all seen Spree?
Yes, I love Spree.
Yeah, like stuff like that. I do enjoy. But yeah, the whole like, you're gonna get can't, like it just was like too much. Nothing was consistent. Like again, maybe cute standalone, but like
cohesive. And the fact that it was in a party bus.
Right.
We're doing a party bus Leatherface theme. That's iconic. I love that. I'm all
for it. Yeah. And some people really hated that scene. And I'm just like, you don't enjoy fun. You don't enjoy fun.
The only thing that was the problem was the cancel comment for me personally. But like,
yeah.
And the fact that nobody tried to open a window up until Catherine. Like, unrealistic. Like, nobody's even crawling on the floor to try to get to the exit or anything.
Right. Just freaking out. Just don't know what to do. Yeah. And these are supposed to be like the people moving into this town. Like, incompetent.
That's what I'm saying. Like, how are y'all gonna start businesses? Like, you can't even, like, but I mean, Catherine too, because she just sat there on the bus, didn't say anything, didn't tell anybody anything, just was like, don't leave.
It frustrated me deeply
because she knew how stupid.
All you had to say was, hey, let's all stay on the bus because there's a killer out there. Dante's dead, his face is fucked.
How stupid these people were. She knew how incompetent these were. And so she wasn't even going to waste her time. She was like, no, these people are fucking dumb.
Lila did go out there with no weapon. Just
in the rain.
In the rain. Yeah. Where did the rain even come from?
She said, I've been shot. I don't give a fuck.
For real. And that's why I was like, I was like, what? I just felt like, bro. Right, totally agrees. But so them just where did the rain come from in the first place? Not a cloud in the sky.
Always. I mean, whatever. Let it rock.
We just needed it for the drama.
Sunny and just like pitch black, just like fucking thunderstorm. Yeah. Like, it's not a
but the. Backtrack to the first kill, or not the first. Well, yeah, the first kill was really good. I love, like, imagine being stabbed with your own bones. That's damn. Like,
That was so cool. That was so. When that happened, I was kind of like, oh, we're in this. It was dedicated. They had the budget. Okay. And like I said, that scene, like that segment was just really good to me. I really enjoyed that part.
It was really good. And the budget, I feel like the CGI was not even that bad here, even though it was primarily like the majority of the kills here were CGI, but it did not look horrible. Like, you know, Texas 3D or something like that.
that shit was terrible. I'm looking up the budget right now. Let me see.
I don't even know why we don't talk about budgets. I just when it's a big Hollywood one, I don't care. I like totally like B movies and things for what they did with their you know.
It's more exciting to see. Like we have $15 and like maybe coupon.
No, but the original was
$140,000. That's not bad.
The original. Yeah, from the
70s though. I mean, that's probably
a million.
Yeah, a solid million probably.
Yeah. Let me see. I'm too high to like look at this, but okay. I can't find it in time, y'all. That's okay. But
no, that kill was ill. Like it ain't so bad with your own like wrist bone. The first thing I said if she dies, everyone's dead. Straight up, who's ever in the car with
her? Verna dies, it's over. I mean, that's the catalyst for most of these movies,
right?
Verna dying or somebody dying. So, but then the death of Ruth, just before when she's watching him cut Verna's face off, and all she says is he's wearing her face, and like, bro, he's not trying to contact anyone. He stares. How long does it take this man to call the police? And I don't think he called the police. He called Sally. Like,
she is the police.
Yeah, she's a Texas Ranger.
Yeah.
She's still a Ranger? Police. Like, to this day, I guess she is.
I guess so.
What do we think about Sally's integration?
Again, cool on its own. You know what I mean? But it's like it just didn't fit. It just didn't fit. I thought she was gonna be the grandma. Homegirl had mentioned that her grandma was from there, but then I was like, wait,
that would have been they should have let you write it.
You heard that? You heard anybody out there? Period. But, exactly. Or something, but it was just, yeah, it was, I appreciate it because I feel like they had to, right? Like, you really were, you know, come on, like, we gotta make this one special, at least.
Can't, like, why'd you bring her back to kill her? Like, I feel like,
okay,
disrespectful.
And to make her a cop. Like,
you Sally Hardesty did not jump.
And to
make her a fucking pig. Like, and for her to be a pig, I feel like there was definitely symbolism there. But, like, Sally Hardesty did not jump out of two windows to stay in Texas, is all I'm saying. Like, that bitch, she was laughing because she was returning.
Yeah,
she was out.
Yeah, okay. No, you're so right.
See her staying
You're so right.
She jumped out of two windows. She did not care if she lived or died.
Right.
Like, she was not trying to be near these
She was a track star to get the fuck out of town. Like, don't play with her. Don't fucking play with her. Yeah. You're so right.
Now, I fully, like...
So...
Go ahead.
No, I was gonna ask, like, so you guys would rather she... There's no callback to a reprisal character. Or not in that way. Like, what would...
Not in that way.
That'd be hell. I don't know.
Okay. I don't know. I feel like...
like a vigilante more so than, like, a cop.
Maybe. I don't even know. I think her... I literally think her reading about someone... Like, her scrolling through social media and seeing that people were going back to this town, that would be it for me. Yes!
Okay.
Like, that, and for her to just be like, ooh. Like,
all bad.
She's like, well, y'all have fun now.
No. Totally.
That's how I could have seen it, just because I want, like, because I feel like there could have been more of a social media, like you said, the commentary on the social media was just, like, random. Like, you're telling me these people on social media have never read the true crime case of Leatherface in Harlow, Texas, or whatever. Like,
when it's just playing on the whatever, like,
right, and like, that's why the other movies being set in that time or around that time, before that time, make more sense, because no one's heard about this shit, right? Like, it's super...
about a cannibal family decades later. Like, we have. And that's another thing. The Ed Gein of this movie. This movie calls back to Ed Gein, that case, so, like,
creepily. Ed Gein.
It really does. And, like, even the Norman Bates aspect of who we know, like, also in Firebed. Yeah. Like, and there was a lot. There's a few people who have pointed out that it seems as though they kind of stripped Leatherface of his transness in this one, because, you know, there's lots of, like, I guess that he wasn't as, like, feminine, you know, he wasn't going after the women, we didn't see him be more in the, like, I feel like it's drag.
Yeah. And also, there wasn't a lot of family dynamic either, you know what I mean, it was just him solo,
I feel like we did have that scene of him after he takes Verna's face. And what did she say? She said, don't go to my room.
She said, be a good boy, like, I taught you, and don't go in my room.
And he immediately went into her room and was playing with her makeup and, like, holding her dress. And I feel like it became, I feel like they were using it more through a grief lens than through the way that, you know, like, Next Generation and the other ones used it through, like, a trans lens.
Right. And to your point about the grief lens, that kind of makes more sense why he'd be solo dolo. Mm-hmm. Because maybe the rest of his family died or something. You know what I mean? Like, it literally was just him and mom's until she died. And now it's just him. Damn. So that actually does kind of, that makes it a little bit more tragic.
Yeah. It's very sad. The
last of the kids was orphanage. So,
because he was. Because
he killed them all.
Or that, I was thinking that too. I didn't want to, like, you know, be a little kid about it. Oh, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, very kind of.
Or they just died. Or, you know what I mean? Like, or they left or whatever. It's just him and mom. Yeah. No, that does make sense. Damn.
Or, like, he's the only one who didn't get adopted or something like that. Yeah. Very sad.
Yeah. And also, I want, you know, just because I always gotta speak up for the fat bitches, like, I feel like his transness and, like, his sign was, like, something that, like, was
correlated.
Something that, like, or just, like, brought longevity to the character, because I just feel like it's always a given that, like, fat bodies and, like, big bodies are, like, demonized and villainized and shit like that. But I feel like his, when, with him, like, spinning around with, like, you know, chainsaws and shit like that, I feel like his size, like, incorporated into, like, his villainy, but also, like, how easy it was for him to still, like, be seen as, like, a child, even him. You know what I mean? Like, he's, like a monster and a child.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And I don't know. He's definitely, like, a villain for the fat bitches. Like, I hold him near dear for sure.
Love that. Bubba. And, I mean, all of it, he is just, unfortunately, a product of his environment. I mean, he just grew up around disgusting people, and he has a, like, this ability, and these people are not doing anything but training him to be what they want him to be, which is a whole other aspect of, like, everything.
Yeah.
Even as far as...
And I feel like, because he's a fat kid, too, I feel like, you know, it's easy to do that, two fat and bigger kids, like... that it's easy to not give a fuck about how they, you know, the delicacy of a child's, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's out the window. Yeah.
I mean, he's been bullied from all angles, being fat, probably having some mental illness, and being
pregnant. Yeah.
God damn.
Yeah.
It's just, and that's what I'm saying. The other versions of his family, disgusting, misogynistic pigs, like, I don't, like, he's around
like, he's the monster, right?
But exactly,
the monster. It's like the Frankenstein, it's the very Mary Shelley of, like,
absolutely,
you know what I mean, like, it's it's like the hypocrisy of, like, I guess ableism is just, like,
absolutely,
you know what I mean, like, like vilifying this poor little boy who's like, I'm not gonna humanize Leatherface, but you know, he's
no, we can look into the psychology of fucked up people, like we can. And that's what I've been doing what I've been doing. Y'all know I like my true crime. Right. So like it's just like how do we get here? Like for real. And there is a pattern. Like at some point, yeah, you can blame the mom because were they coddling them? Did they ever check the behavior? And I get this from Morbid. You can feel sorry for the child, but the adult made choices. That's it. That's it.
Exactly. Totally. Totally. Him, like 2022.
That's yeah. That was your choices.
Right. But you then, I feel bad for you. Right, exactly. Totally.
Man, all the kills in here are really great. I think so the cinematography is amazing. Mm-hmm. Like, it's all of those scenes, even the scene of him holding up the face mm-hmm. and, like, mm-hmm. seeing him with the dead sunflowers. Mm-hmm. Like, they did really.
The dead sunflowers is, like, the perfect motif. The perfect, mm-hmm. like, warning, foreshadowing, theme, everything, all of it. It's so, it's so, like, haunting and just like, because you know how beautiful and also I really love sunflowers, but it's just like, you know, like, you know, yeah. how beautiful and happy sunflowers are, and then yes. just like a field of like dead, so that shit is so scary.
And it's like still hot and sunny, yeah. like
what happened to the sunflowers?
It's still the summer, why are they all dead? Hey, like, I'm something sure. dead bodies are buried.
Oh, I'm turning the fuck back. Fucking town, yo, like, no. Mm-mm. Yeah. I that imagery was so good, definitely.
I did giggle when he, like, popped his head up, not gonna lie. I don't know. It was funny.
Like, boop. Yeah. That's what I love about horror, too. Like, sometimes it's just unintentionally funny. Like, you just is like, who told you to do that? Because like, exactly. I knew that shit was supposed to be scary. I knew that shit was supposed to be, like, hard. Like, I laughed.
And I also originally think it's this mask, but I do understand this is not a mask. It's a fresh face that he just carved off somebody. So it's not going to have the same, like, feel or look as, you know, the aged ones that we've seen previously. Yeah. But that did give me midsummer. Like, even with the flowers, like the midsummer and the wearing Mark's face, whoever was wearing Mark's face at the end.
Yeah. That movie's
fucked up. But what'd you say?
I said that movie's fucked up.
Yeah.
I love it though. I love it.
Yeah. To your point though, Rhea, of like the stage of grief, I think, I don't know, as soon as you said that, I kind of like something clicked for me. Like, I feel like I'm gonna watch it again later and be like, wait, just because that kind of that, you know, the like the brand new mask thing, like that's a brand new stage, right? Like, or, you know, this is mom's face specifically, like that's so, I don't know, like ever since you said that, I kind of am just like, yeah, but now it makes sense in regard, like in that context,
and then I feel like that's him like officially losing his home, because they're not going to give him the deed to the house. He's literally not fit to take care of his home. No, he's not. So no, he's not getting it, and he's known nothing. Like, that's what I'm saying. We can look at the human side of these people, but like, you're still fucked up because you're chainsawing people like in a party bus, and you just stab someone with their own bones. Like, I don't.
He'll be the best butcher ever, though. Like, butcher, like that's his only job, honestly. Like,
if he did that, we even talked about this in our Ed Gein episode. If you steer your children's, like, their strong suits
keep
properly.
Them off the streets.
Exactly. If you see what they can do and what they do well and give them the proper avenue for that, they will, like, and that's what I just think, that it's legitimately wild that if Ed Gein's mother, if Augusta had got that bitch a sewing machine, he may be a household name
Versace.
Right now.
He would have been Versace.
I'm wearing jeans.
Exactly. Imagine if Gein had a whole other, like,
House of Ed Gein.
It was sort of. But, you know,
what we could have had.
That's what we could have had. If you only gave a shit about your children and what they want, not what you're trying to impose on them. And I feel like that's very much a theme through this whole franchise. And that's how Bubba is the way he is. But we also have to get into just being white males in Texas is a whole other, like...
Right. Because I can have sympathy for him. Sympathy for him as, like, a fat person. Mm. But I'm also like, but you're a white man. You are a white man. So get a grip, you know? Like,
and like, girl, his family not rich? Because I feel like they have to be for them to have all of the land and all the power that they do. Like, I feel like they are known in that town to some degree.
Well, in 3D, wasn't Homegirl who. I have feelings about that movie too, but in 3D, didn't she earn an inheritance?
Yeah, like the whole house, all of that money. Like, I was like, maybe it's just some of them that they are considered.
Yeah, and
others, they're not.
Yeah. Like, I mean, that's like the thing, right? Like, one is like blue blood of the family.
Yeah,
and the other,
the Carsons and the Sawyers. But. Well, we can talk about 3D, and I feel like having Jacob Lattimore in this was definitely a callback to Trey Songz being in Texas 3D. At this point, if they do not utilize Jason Derulo into next one, they have failed.
Oh my god. He would kill it too. He would put his whole heart into that role. He would give an Oscar performance in that shit. Like,
this is for Texas Chainsaw Massacre. This is kind of for me. I want his songs in it. I want Baby Yol. I want Hips Moving. I want Jason Derulo in this fucking movie. And I want it to
this
be.
This is a petition. This is a petition.
It's part of it.
Yo, 100%.
He's gonna outdo 100%. All of them.
You know, that's it. Yeah, he really will. No, he really fucking will.
And he has to be
it has to be in his contract. It has to be in his contract. Or he's not gonna fucking do it. He's not gonna fucking do it. You know, Trey Songz was listening to his own music in 3D. Mm. That made me so angry. That made me so angry. I was hostile.
5 pound punching bag.
Yes, it was twice. It was at the beginning when he was doing his workout, and then when he was casually bopping and playing pool. Like, you don't know every word, every beat. You don't have. You're not doing the music video dance in your head. Like, hate that man.
We should have known then. We should have known then. That should have been the first thing. Yuck. Getting
the hell out.
Yuck.
I
was gonna say just like CGI Jason over Trey Songz. Make a whole nother.
The re-release. Get the re-release.
And just make another one.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Yes. Yep. That's exactly what should be done. Oh my god.
But poor Richter getting his knee knocked the fuck back. That's painful to see. The contractor
came up there with the gun.
That part was really sad. But he's the one that took his car keys out, right? Yeah. And gave them to Melody. Yeah. Right. That's right. Or somebody's car, or the car keys or something.
Yeah.
Which were for the bus? Why did he have them?
So that was because he took the keys because Verda died, and he was like, do you really know if she was the owner of the house or not? Right. So he was like, produce a deed, and I'll give you all the keys back. And I didn't get that either. I do get that, because the scene where they go into the house, and they're trying to talk to her, and he's like, okay, well, can I see the deed? Because she's like, you know, that all that mess with the bank, we got it worked out. And Dante asks for the deed, and she's like, is this about my flag? You know, I don't have a problem with the Negroes.
Yeah.
I would have peaced out, too. I would have been like, okay, old bitch, like, I don't have anything to say to you now.
Right. And where are you going? What the fuck you mean where I'm going? Away. Like, fuck you. Yeah.
And that's another one of those insert... in like I didn't get it. Because then she goes on to say that whole... that whole...
Oh my God. Is that Gustav?
Yes.
Sorry.
It is.
I love
Gustav.
Go on.
But she goes on to say that spiel about how it was like her great-great-granddaddy's and it's her heritage. And right. I'm like, why is this here?
I love that the only thing you
and that bothered me
is... of memory of you, like your great grandfather,
is a Confederate flag. He was a Confederate soldier, so you're racist.
That you're hanging outside of your orphanage, your place, which you're representing
right.
it. So, you know, okay.
Right.
You can say what you want
right.
about how you feel about it, how it looks, how it is. So.
Right. right. And you're expecting this young man to like sympathize with that? You know what I mean? Like these two, like, I think this girl is a person of color, but like,
I think she's supposed to be.
That's definitely black. You know what I mean? Like, huh?
Yeah, I think she's supposed to be brown.
Yeah. Again, Maribel. But
Fear Street.
Yeah. But also, like, do it with your chest. Like, just, like, I just feel like these mixed, and as a mixed, I'm saying this as a mixed person, enough is enough. Like, can we get some clear, definitive lines? There's nothing wrong. Don't be scared. You know, like, the cast, like my...
Right. There's the difference between racially ambiguous and visibly mixed. Like, and I don't think that white people understand that. Like,
I
know what a visibly mixed person looks like. You know, like, y'all are just saying a racially ambiguous white person there. And they're black. And I'm like, no. Like,
right. So, yeah, I wish Cassie would move away from that because that is very confusing. Because I'm just like, why does this white girl look like this? You know, I think again it goes back to like just things not just being cohesive because you can't have a call to like police brutality mm-hmm. that this young man is afraid of, and then neutralize the Confederate flag because it reminds you of your fucking grandpa. Like, that is ridiculous. That's ridiculous. And you know, so
like, who
I don't know,
like, that's what I'm saying. I don't know what they were going for with all of these like little inclusions, and the fact that it came to pretty much nothing is very weird. Like, nothing happened. Like, there was no, because that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Even with like 2003, or I don't know, am I confusing 2003 with Massacre 2006? I think 2006 is the one I'm thinking of.
But like, 2003 is Jessica Biel, and 2006 is the prequel before that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Like, for them to, like, they constantly brought up the war. Like, they were constantly mm-hmm. making the point that mm-hmm. he had PTSD and mm-hmm. that his brother didn't want to go because he was afraid mm-hmm. of how he would turn out. And that's even mirroring the family issues of the Sawyers. Like, it's like, he doesn't want to, Leatherface doesn't want to be doing this. This is the only thing he
right.
wants. Right. And, like, he's just like, and so right. that's what I'm saying. I get it there, but this, I was like, what are we doing? Like, y'all are right. just...
It was flat. It was so flat. It was so flat.
I don't know. But...
And it's like, yeah. even with the like the school shooting, like it wasn't even encouraging her like when she was sitting down with the what's his name? Richard. She was just like, everyone expect me to be special now, but like I'm not special. Like, it wasn't even encouraging with like the school shooting aspect subject of it.
Yeah,
it just like a downer the whole entire time.
Yeah,
I mean, it is depressing. He did, and it wasn't even like the guy tried to comfort her, like about like the guns being around, because even though he knows that he handles them well, like Richter, he never like tried to comfort Lila about being in the presence of guns. Like,
yeah.
He was just like, yeah, that's a gun. Like, and I got a gun. And we carry guns. David used the feral hog slime.
The what?
Bro.
Yeah.
The feral hogs? Like, that shit. Okay, so there was this meme pretty much when the last, what was the last shooting? the last mass shooting, there was, of course, just debate over guns. And there was someone who goes, well, you know, when you live in the rural, whatever, and you're like, it was literally this man writing like a Wattpad about how he wanted to kill 40 to 50 feral hogs with the AK-47 or whatever. And it became a meme. So they use that in this movie when he goes,
I was like, okay, you made something click for me just now, because I wasn't getting it when I was seeing it. I was like, it's the kids. I don't know.
Yeah, that was like a whole thing. This man tried to defend like a mass shooting using feral hogs. So when they like said that, I was just like, again, where is this going? Like, what is, and then that's what I'm saying. He said this to a mass shooting survivor, and then nothing came of it.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's not that it's a downer that, like, of course it's a downer that it happened, but like, nothing came of it. He didn't say anything. There was no comfort, no, you know, nothing. It just the scene ended. Then it's just like, Melody came in there, like,
you like, yeah.
Like, what was that? Like, what?
Yeah.
And I guess it's like, huh?
I was just so unclear on like who the main character was too, like the main protagonist. That like her storyline of her being shot. Excuse me. Does that make her the protagonist? And if so, what did she learn? Like, she didn't really, you know, she kind of just like,
yeah.
The point being, that was it. Yeah.
And then for all of that to happen, and for Sally to then handle all of that like that, to literally lock these, I assume that she's a teenager, right? I'm assuming Lila's a teenager. Yeah, so for her to lock a teenager and a young, like a 20 something in a truck as bait for a murderer.
I don't think she'll do that.
That's what I'm saying. She jumped out of two windows. She's not going to want anyone to be in that situation.
Right. Right.
But I guess maybe that's, again, if they're going through like maybe the grief angle and they're flipping it the way that, like, I don't, and I feel like it does kind of feel like a weird like Rob Zombieification, but a Halloween 2018-ification of Chainsaw. Like, it's like,
no, yeah,
like I don't know I don't know. That's what I'm saying. The theme, that's what threw me off. The whatever, like they're. Commentary, the point of bringing Sally back, the point of like these specific people being in it, I guess that's what it was for me. I didn't get it. Like, and maybe it shouldn't matter, but I feel like they made it a point for it to be like these specific people are coming here rather than like all of the other ones, they just happen upon this situation, right? You know.
Like, so, organized.
Like, yeah, they just like were driving through Texas or something.
Can you elaborate on that a little bit more?
Like, through the other of like every other movie, they just happen upon the Sawyers. And then for this one, that's, it's like they're intentionally coming back. Like,
It doesn't hit the same. And, like, it doesn't hit the same.
And it's like, it doesn't hit the same. And that's what I'm saying. Why is it this group of people who are coming here getting just pretty much berated and then getting murdered? Like, it.
Right.
I don't know. I don't feel like I'm not trying to pick up on things that are there. But
No. You're just not seeing the motivation.
Yeah. But, like, as a Black Southern person, I really can't take anything but don't come here from that.
I was wondering if
that's just what I'm fucking saying. It feels like a sundown town sort of situation.
Is this like,
but they didn't do it all
for Texans. Like, is this dick hard, gun hard Texan like movie like type shit? Like, honestly, because that's what it seems like it is. All these messages. This defending a Confederate flag type shit. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Sally's a cop, you know what I'm saying? I don't know.
No, I think y'all are right but they just didn't do it with their chest. They didn't do it fully because then that turns into like, it's not Texas Chainsaw Massacre anymore. It's like a Get Out ripoff. No. Mm-hmm. I feel like people want to touch on like how race and horror intersect. I don't know. You never know, right? Because that is the diaspora. But I don't think any of these writers are Black. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't.
And I'm looking at, like, what I said, what we were talking about earlier. Like, the it's very heavily Hispanic and Russian. Like, I'm very confused. I've never just seen, like, an American movie.
Right. And also, like, when non-American people write for American projects, but, or especially, especially the South. Especially the South.
Maybe that's the issue. Maybe
people put their nose down to the South when they really need to not, obviously. And then you can always tell in their art how, like, there's no care in it, right? Like, there's no, like, actual seeing, like, the depth of the South, right? And I feel no like...
There's no soul.
No, really, yeah. And, like, and that's just, like, Easterners or West Coasters, right? So imagine, like, a person from a completely different country, like, even doing it even worse, you know?
But even their commentary on, I assume, Dante and all of them were from the East Coast. Like, I'm just like, who is this aimed at? Like, genuine. Maybe they're just making fun of Americans, and maybe Texas is the ground for them to do that, you know? Because I feel LA and Texas are, like, the biggest ways that people know about America, like, and Texas to people outside of America seems to be the South.
Yeah. Dante's Capri's. You stick out. I don't know. You stick out in Texas with them goddamn capris.
Not capris. He was wearing capris.
You saw his ankles. Come on now.
Oh my god.
I did not. Not realize.
Straight up with a bun down in capris. Like, bro, you're not from here. This is Texas.
Not a button down in capris. I'm gonna watch again with a completely different lens. and look out for these capris, like,
Watch them ankles. he does ankle lifts, like, for real. He got buff ankles. No, I'm joking, but
oh my god. And what's this kid's Ivan Davenport? What's this kid's name?
Who? Jacob Lattimore.
Jacob,
why don't you
do that? Jacob Lattimore, okay.
Who
was
that?
Even Davenport.
Yeah, because you were saying he's a Disney star, right?
Yeah.
I feel like horror is, like, the next step for, like, Disney characters to, like, move away from, like, Disney, right?
Absolutely, because he wants to, like, could see you as Disney and you are when you're getting murdered or, like, being a murderer.
True.
Very much. Yeah, I don't know. I enjoyed lots of this, but, like, I was like, the setting... I don't know. The tone is just what threw me off. It was what, like, kind of made me like, where is this going? But then it didn't go anywhere. Maybe that's fine. It just went murder, as Leatherface does.
The kills are very brutal, so, you know, that I can't get mad at that at all. You know what I'm saying?
No. Yeah. No. Like, the kills make it worth it.
Exactly.
Because the storyline is not matching. It's not cohesive at all. So, it's like, but you know what? Every 7 minutes, somewhere in a really cool way, so that's cool for me.
I remember why I'm
here. Right, because some people, like, the people who got really uptight, I'm like, please, you know what I mean? And like, get, you know, we're protective of, like, franchises and stuff like that, but, like, with horror especially, it comes with the territory that you're gonna have shitty movies, and you're just like, that's the point, right? It's cult stuff, right? Cult and camp. Like, horror, I feel like, is the only genre that, like, fun is like the priority. Yeah, it's the priority. It's the priority.
And to see white people get killed.
Exactly.
Maybe that's why I like it. Do I like seeing?
I think that is.
Like, I don't know.
I think it is.
Yeah.
I think it's something
there. Hurt a little more when it does. Especially a Black woman. Like, I hate seeing Black women die. Fuck you.
Yeah. I'd be like, why her? Why? Why? Yeah,
she had a cool death, though. I guess it's all in half. That's pretty weird.
Yeah. I weighed it. Is her death like cool? Okay, cool. All right, cool. Yeah.
Like you said, the CGI was not that bad. It didn't look bad. I mean, the little plop afterwards, wasn't necessary, but the scene wasn't bad.
Yeah.
With her.
I am not a CGI expert or anything like that. So unless it's like blatant, I'm like, this looks great. You know what I mean? Like,
if you watch enough B movies, bad from that's not that bad. You know what I mean? That's weird.
Yeah, if you had to give it a grade, what would you give it?
What are we? The CGI or the overall?
The CGI.
Or are we doing the whole rating?
This is really good CGI.
Yeah, I think this is good CGI, especially with his mouth being like cut open. That wasn't that. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's when I realized it was CGI. But I was like, yeah, that's not. But
it reminded I'm nerdy. It reminded me of Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, it did give video game. It did give some video game deaths. So, I could see that.
I'll say 5 out of 5. Whatever rating system.
Okay. How do we see? Oh, I know. I just was out of what? Whatever.
I want to start with your overall rating. What would you give
on the high seat?
Of the overall movie. I would give it a B minus. a hard C plus, but a loose B.
I could get that. Yeah.
Like you did the assignment, but you didn't do all of it. But I'm happy with this thing. But I'm happy. I'm happy.
Grasp the assignment, but it's
literally it was on time, and that's what we asked for.
In the era of COVID delays, we can ask for an on-time movie.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah, I do give a little grace with movies because of COVID, because you can't go hard in the paint like you usually want to. I feel.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but I did enjoy it. I it's definitely I would never watch 3D ever again. I would never. I'm never watching 3D ever unless they do a re-release with Jason Derulo.
Right.
That's the only time I would. No, because I feel so bad for homegirl, because she literally still to this day does not know that her boyfriend cheated on her with her best friend.
Right.
Like, she never found that out. But anyway, so I would never watch 3D ever again in my whole life. But the only ones that I would watch again is the original. The original hit hard. The original is a reason. There's a reason. Bad bitch, right? And I would watch this one again. I think I am. Like I said, I think I'm gonna watch it later and be like, so good. You really did. It's definitely one that is enjoyable to watch again. Yeah. Comfort film type of thing. Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
I would say I'm gonna give it a C.
Okay.
Just straight up for Sally dying. I'm sorry. On Letterboxd, it went from 3 to 2.5 because I just can't. That's my favorite final girl, period.
Sure.
So
sure.
I personally feel disrespected by her dying.
Yeah.
Damn.
But other than that, the kills, like I said, great. I really liked all of the kills. There was not a bad one at all. The gore is good. CGI is better than any of the franchise. I would watch it again. I don't know if I will. I'm probably going to take a break for a while.
But
it's much fucking better than Leatherface. Is probably one I will never watch again. I do not care for that at all. I will not watch Next Generation again. I don't even know. Those two are on the same level for me in different ways. they're at the bottom of my ranking.
I couldn't finish Next Generation because it was so bad.
Right.
There was
I'm good. I'm good.
No reason.
I just Yeah, I'm caught up. And that was one that was also set in the night, like it was in 89.
It came out in 95, but I think it was set in the 80s.
Yeah. Oh, I see. Okay, so it was retro, but I thought it was another one that was set in the time that it was made.
Or maybe it was, because what is the next generation? You know, like
right,
like time period right. wise. Maybe it wasn't.
I didn't pay attention.
Right,
to that.
right, that too. Right.
Honestly, well, I should.
It's not good enough to care.
It does make sense if it might be in the future, you know, or some shit. calculations.
But this one I did find a lot. Like, the kids are just so good that I can ignore to some degree the tone. And I feel like just the tone throws me off because of who I am. Like, being a Black, queer, Southern person.
Yeah.
It gives me stank vibes, but
absolutely.
But I liked everything about it, other than that, and right. Sally died.
Right. Yeah, Sally dying. That hurt me. I'll probably not as deep as you, but that definitely like we keep saying, like, two goddamn windows. Like, who's stopping her for one? All right. I mean, so there's a few unrealistic things is why I'm giving this not unrealistic, but just Sally being there and her death, her whole involvement kind of like put this
down. The fact that she didn't die also.
Yeah,
she didn't even mention that. She got chainsaw skewered and did not
any die
immediately.
Blood and guts leaking in his mouth and eyes, and just, you know, loving it. Door way over there.
And she's
still
alive. Shot him twice. That's great. And this dude got like 5 pellets in him. Like, he's still walking around like fine. Like,
yeah, because he's Jason all of a sudden, right?
In the water like David Blaine. Like,
came out at the right time. Like, got chainsawed in the face, didn't die. So I guess that happened twice. Like, Dante didn't die from getting chainsawed in the face. So.
It is a C minus. It's a scene.
Okay.
But that's not harsh to me. That's fine. You know what I'm saying?
No. I think it's different context. Like, we're seeing it all from different contexts. So, like, I feel like y'all being from the South is extra, like, no. We should have done better. And I'm going to let y'all have it. I'm not going to argue. I'm going to let y'all have it.
Right. Like, you said, like, the 7 minutes. And it's a good treat, like, you know, like that made me like stay, but it was just like it was all in your face of just shit I don't care about or shit I don't agree with, and it's just like I wasn't fucking with it like that.
Sure.
But the kills amazing, like the bent leg, like my leg not supposed to look like that. But
it reminded me of Black Swan though, her dream when she's turning into it.
Yeah, that was creepy. Was that like clicky? I don't know. But yeah, but it is a C minus. It's not. It is definitely better than fucking Next Generation and Leatherface. Better than that. And better than 3D. I'm gonna say it.
Yeah.
Watch this over 3D. Straight up.
Yeah, I just don't know. I guess I have the nostalgia of 3D being the first one that I ever saw in the franchise.
That's sad.
So okay. I just like, okay. But I also love Alexandra Daddario, so I'm gonna watch her. Like,
I'm telling you, like, she had the best. Like, she the protagonist had like the best story out of everybody else.
Mm-hmm. Like, dance.
She just like found out she's adopted. Then she found out she had an inheritance, and those sequence of events were really good to me. Mm-hmm. But everything around it was. Really-
And her friends were horrible.
And they had homegirl from Malcolm in the Middle, right?
I didn't watch that show.
Oh, okay, never mind. Sorry. No, I watched the white boy blue collar TV shows.
I was straight cartoons and horror. Like, I literally don't know when I was. It really was a problem. I never watched anything happy. I don't know what the issue was. Like. could not.
I know, but we'll get into it another time. I know what it is.
Trauma later.
We can talk about it some other time.
I'll lay back on the couch.
Right. There's this little girl who came into my job, and she was like talking about how she'd watched Adam's Family, and now she like really wanted to make potions and do science. And I was like, I love that.
That's so sweet.
That's
so
iconic. Wednesday Adams.
Oh,
feeling another sweet generation.
Period. Oh, that's sweet. I would love that.
I think we covered all the bases.
Yeah.
It was really fun, and thank you so much for being on.
No, thank you guys for having me. Thank you guys for having me.
Shout out where people can find you if you want.
Yeah. So you can find me on social media. My handles are Viva La Palma on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. On TikTok, I have content where I just talk about like my favorite horror stuff. Not as cool as this show, but like I'm getting cool points out of this. So I talk a little bit more about horror on TikTok and just like my funny videos, and check me out at palmiramunis.com, and yeah, I'm around.
Yeah, definitely follow all that. I'm about to follow you on TikTok and everything, so
I'm following back.
So follow Palmira. We love you and can't wait to have you back.
Yeah, thank you. Anytime. I love you guys too.
Yeah, y'all know to follow us on the social medias. Mm-hmm. And March we're going to get into TV horror, so y'all get y'all's remotes ready
to binge with us.
We will see you then, and y'all stay spooky and stay smoking.
Bye.
Well, if you'd like to get in touch with us, you can follow us on Twitter at Dank, the letter N, deadly underscore pod. You can follow us on Instagram at Dank, deadly underscore pod. And you can shoot us an email at Dank, the letter N, deadly chats at gmail.com.